Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program, our show brought to you by our friends Tanner Health System. We're on 106.7 FM, AM 1330, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. What does that mean, Gredick? I guess we'll talk about something later. 8:30 on Friday. I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. Our guests this morning represent the Carroll County Republican Party. Sitting to my left is retired Brigadier General Barry Dalton. Is that accurate, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning. And sitting to my right, Rick Tillman. He is the chairman of the Carroll County Republican Party. Correct, sir?
Yes, and I was in Weeblos, but that's as far as I got.
We'll be loyal scouts. Yeah. I was one of those, too. That was the fourth patch on the big square, right? Yeah. Bobcat, something, tiger, something. And then Weeblos, yeah. Thanks for that walk down memory lane. Yeah, and then you go to Boy Scouts, true, of course. This morning we're going to talk about some of the candidates that will represent that are in this Republican race for Georgia governor. It's early voting going on right now, right? This is the fifth day, I think. So that's coming up, I guess, in about 2 weeks. And maybe we'll talk about some of the other down-ballot races. Maybe y'all will talk about the president a little bit, talk about some events you guys have coming up at your meetings as well, and just remind everybody you're out there. First of all, let me ask you this. What is the responsibility of the Carroll County Republican Party? You guys aren't just a gang of Republicans that get together and have breakfast once a month. I mean, there's a function in the state that you serve. Is that right?
Yes. We do have a meeting every month, the first Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. at what?
La Trattoria Restaurant.
And we appreciate they allow us to come there free of charge. So they open up early for us, and we appreciate it, Mr. Gross. But
and that's coming up this Saturday, is actually.
Yeah. And then August, some of our functions is to get the vote out. So the state's coming to do a training session in the August meeting for us to get the vote out in the fall, because people got to get out to vote. Mm-hmm. We're in all the parades. We were in the last parade. I had my annual July 4th heat stroke handing out candy. My wife gave me enough candy to reach the end, which I think was a conspiracy for me to have a heat stroke. But and make people aware of the Republican people need to get involved in the Republican Party, because that's kind of the base to get out and grow the party. And we need to grow the party.
I think Carroll County obviously is predominantly Republican. Is it maybe three quarters Republican? Yes. Is everybody still, people? I guess people who are leaning to the right, are they still Republicans? Are there different branches that are branching out and still believe in the same thing and
are
still supporting the same?
Yeah, there's more conservative, more moderate, just like the race for governor. Some people would think would say Cagle. I mean, he's conservative, but maybe a tad more moderate than Kemp. Kemp being more conservative since he's got the shotgun. And I have daughters too, so I understood that.
Now, you do have a tendency to be a little sarcastic sometimes, Mr. Cohen,
I am sarcastic.
Is that
you got to straighten that up.
But
for me.
You can't suggest that you would favor any candidate.
No,
right,
I can't.
As the chairman,
Carroll
County Republican Party can't either, right?
No. So that's that's for whoever. Yeah, I mean, if you call me, I'll tell you.
You guys at your meetings, do you guys plan to have any representatives from either candidate coming up?
Yeah, we got Jeff Duncan and. He'll be talking this Saturday, and Mike Dugan's almost always there. He likes to, we like for him to add his input on what's happening at the Gold Dome. He also represents some of Douglas, so he goes to that meeting. Kevin Cook will be there, and we offer two scholarships each year, $1,000 scholarships to high school seniors. They write an essay, and we will be honoring them this Saturday and their families, and they will read their essays.
Oh, very nice.
And then we have a speaker from the Kemp campaign.
The writings that the young students are doing, were they based on, are they some sort of political story?
Well,
is it patriotism?
Really,
is it?
Barry's one of the judges, so you want to say more about that, what they write on, the conservative...
they write on the benefits of the conservative policies that have been pushed forward since the Constitution, and also they express how it affects them today, And these teenagers are very, very astute and have some very good words to say. And I'm proud to be a judge of these students. And I'm very happy that the two winners will be with us this Saturday with their families.
They can use that $1,000 for books or anything they want to.
Yeah, this is for college.
We fill it out for the check to the college.
Not too shabby.
So they don't go crazy. But that's satirical, y'all. Yeah, it's for to anybody, county schools, city school, high schools, homeschooled, Christian schools. Everybody's included in it as far as can be contestants. And
Rick Tillman, Barry Dalton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, representatives of the Carroll County Republican Party. How about these candidates for governor? Again, we got about 2.5 weeks before Election Day, the decision. How do you see that playing out as far as, it's probably going to get a little more tough over the next 2 weeks with their campaigning?
Cagle, probably, the state has done great the last, as far as growth and jobs in the last 8 years, and Cagle's been part of that. Kent being Secretary of State's taken on the last presidential whatever you want to say up there, the Attorney General, whatever, on the voting to help make sure that you are a resident of Georgia and not dead to vote. So both of them are good candidates. We got to, whoever comes out of it, we got to circle the wagons and go at it in the election for governor, because it's a clear choice between the Republican and Democrat.
Well, I'll let you get deeper into that as well. But when you look at these two candidates, is it, and there's always the theory they could beat each other up too much that really ruin each other. How do you see that developing?
Well, I hope it doesn't get any worse, because I don't think it does anybody any good when you are blackballing your opponent of your own party. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I hope that is going to be toned down somewhat, so that the essence of the person speaking comes out rather than the some disparaging remark about the opponent.
Well, there have to be egos involved, I would think. I mean, especially as you get closer to it. Would you, if you were the state Republican chairman, would you be able to tell them? Would you feel comfortable saying, "Hey, don't say that about his mom," or whatever? Kind of tone it down a little.
Well, I can't speak for the state chairman, John Watson, who's done a great job as chairman. He may off on the side say, guys, but let's chill a little bit, because that's just fodder for the Democrats when we get into the general election.
Well, I've heard speculation from a well-respected, I'll say conservative gentleman. He's looking towards the race in November, and he says, well, there is a chance that Democrats could step up with Abrams, on the ballot, and she could win that race. And because such of a big turnout, that could affect a lot of the down ballot races too, as well, for Democrats this year.
Yeah, well, it's to get out the vote. If the vote, if Democrats get out the vote and we don't, it could affect the down ballots. If it's if we get the vote out, one, I don't think it'll affect the down ballots, and it won't affect the governor, because we get the people out to vote, then we win. But getting the Republicans, we've gotten maybe fat or skinny and lazy. You got to get out there. We this is an ongoing pursuit to make the country great again.
Yeah, okay,
Colin's squinting now.
Cringing.
I thought you were squinting. You can't see.
The successes of our president have made most Republicans a little bit complacent, and they probably feel they don't need to vote because things are going fine. But it's very important that they do get out to vote. Otherwise, the opposition could win by default.
Do you guys do education campaigns throughout the year as far as getting people out to vote?
Yeah, well.
Maybe targeting young people or?
Yeah, well, we invite people to our meetings. We go to all the Founders' Days and the parades, and I talk to people every day. It's just, don't know about politics and religion. People don't like to talk about as much. I love it. I get along with everybody. So
promote your Facebook one more time before we'll go to our break here. But promote your Facebook and promote your meeting, which is coming up.
Yeah,
on Monday.
It's Carroll County, Georgia, GOP. It's the Facebook, and then we're revamping our website right now. But also, if anybody wants to be on, get our emails from Barry, just call me, call Barry, or I don't want to plug my, but Rick Tillman, you can tell them where
you can say your name, Rick.
Okay, well I know, but they've got to find out where I am. I'm in the Bowden directory, but anyway, but no bad voicemails, please. I got one about 2 years ago before Trump was, 3 years ago. And they'd left unknown, so I couldn't call them back and tell them, I am not the one who decides who is on the ballot. I do not I do not have that power. So whoever is listening, if she knows, because her daughter was starting to vote and she was concerned about the ballot, if she'd send me her number, I'd call her back and tell her I don't have that much power. But what was the question?
I think we're going to take our first break. Hey, no, actually, promote your meeting.
Saturday, right? First Saturday of every month. This month will be Jeff Duncan, the scholarship winners, and a person from the Kemp campaign. Then we're going to have something on education. A gentleman up in Villarica is going to come, one of our members, and talk about – he's written a couple books on education. And and we'll get back – once we get through the election, we can get back to more education on our meetings. But we'd love to – you don't have to be a Republican. You can be independent, Democrat. We invite everybody, and we don't. Cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you guys yell at anybody.
I'm pretty.
I could have been eating though.
Now Barry, since he's a general, retired general, he kind of. But I try to calm him down.
We all do respect him. I respect both of you gentlemen. But we're going to take our first break. Hear from our friends at Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
It is now 8:43. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System. I'm your host on this Friday, Colin Worthington. Just about 60 minutes left in our program with Carroll County Republican Party representatives this morning. To my right, we have Chairman Rick Tillman, and to my left, we have Barry Dalton. And Barry does send out, used to send out some, your political views like weekly. Those slowed down a little bit, though, haven't they? I guess because you're happy with what's going on.
I send out about three a month.
Mm-hmm. You still send those out?
Yeah, but I'm pleased to report that I get some very nice responses. And I send the original out to approximately 1,000 recipients, and many of those send it to their copy it to their entire email list. So they're estimating that I now have about 10,000 readers.
Is that viral officially?
That's a virus.
Is that viral?
Or bacterial,
that's a virus.
I'm not sure.
Hey, if somebody's listening, if they want to be part of that on that list, they would reach out to you on your email, or?
Yeah, they could email me. My email is Dalton Bear, DaltonBear, all one word, at AOL.com. Just contact me and say you want to be added to the list, and it will be done.
Governor Nathan Deal is going to wrap up his eight-year history as governor, second term in December. I found an old cassette when he was campaigning. I guess this would have been 8 years ago.
Had cassettes.
We put our community voices on cassettes then. Now we've got them digital and they're stored safely. But this was a cassette, and I was going to dig that out and kind of go through and listen to the things he promised. Talked about his campaign. I can't find a way to play it yet. So once we do that, we might put together a community voice and get some comments and try and compare with what he said. And you guys may not remember everything he said during his campaign, the promises he made, but I guess just looking back 8 years, what will Deal be remembered?
Well, I had some notes written down on some things he's accomplished. Again, not the most conservative Republican, but he's, and I'm sorry to read these, but he signed into law the improved dual enrollment program, which enables high school students to seek education opportunities in degree or certification programs where they're in high school. The 4-year high school graduation rate has gone from 64 to 80.6% from 2010-2017. He's emphasized technical education by creating the high-demand career initiative. Unemployment has gone from 10.6% in 2010 to 4.8% in 2018. We've still got to work on that. And 740,000 new people have come to Georgia and maintained one of the key things, maintained a AAA bond rating, one of only 10 states. And one of only 7 that have it dropped below the AAA. So
you approve with using bonds for projects?
Well, I had heard, which missed me a little bit, we talked a little bit, because we're talking about a balanced budget, and I heard one of your shows a few weeks ago. A balanced budget, and then we turn around and we borrow money for programs. If you got a balanced budget, why are you borrowing money? So I thought, whoa. So we got, it's according to what the bonds, is it, what's it for? But if it's a balanced budget, then we shouldn't be having to borrow money. So nobody's perfect, but we got that's a little bit, and that's a government type thing that I don't agree with. So you don't borrow money to balance the budget.
Balance the budget.
I think I got to remember how to do that. So, personally, no, I'm just joking. But,
it sounds like the things that you said they sound like positive things.
Yeah,
you didn't bring out any things that you weren't too excited about?
The religious freedom, mm-hmm. We need to work on. And I don't know exactly.
I think both Republican candidates have promised that, right?
Yeah, well, we'll see if whoever wins.
They change.
We got to remember that.
Sure.
So, and the movie industry, although I'm ticked that they didn't have me the lead part for Iron Man on the new movie, but that's okay. I'm fine.
Next time. So. Well, they do 3.0, the remake, the 3.0 version. Brian Kemp is actually going to be here on Tuesday. He's going to be at the X
Center.
Yeah,
through, and he's going to... we're going to send out an email, but the bus is going to come through, and it's going to be a lunch. Oh, at the Ag Center.
Ag Center, yeah. I'll skip and jump from our studios.
Come for lunch, but
any word on potential Cagle appearances in our neck of the woods?
He came through. His bus came through a few weeks ago, and he is going to have a fundraiser this weekend. So hey,
he's having a fundraiser here in West Georgia.
Yeah,
is he?
And if anybody wants to know more about it, we try to stay fair and balanced. So we'll be sending out information on the Kemp and the Cagle fundraiser.
Rick Tillman and Barry Dalton, our guests on this morning's Community Voice program. About 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, we'll take our second break. We'll try and get Barry to talk a little bit more. We can talk about trains with Barry a little bit on this Friday and whatever else these gentlemen want to talk about. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
It is now 8:51. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System, just about 9 minutes before the top of the hour. National news at 9 o'clock, followed by local news at 9:02, and then Glenn Beck is on the air till 12 o'clock noon. We'll have the latest on yesterday's fire at right in the industrial park, the industrial section of Carrollton, northwest of Highway 27. And they finally, I believe this morning at 6 o'clock when I spoke with the police officer, they were still putting that fire out. So that road, that area is kind of cut off, so look for a different route. Unless you work at Trident Seafood and then the OSS, I believe they've found a way. They've a little dirt road that you'll be able to maneuver to get to your workplace this morning. But we'll keep you posted as that's changed this morning. Got no word on the cause of the fire yet. But hopefully we'll get some information this morning, and Luke Luker will be able to bring that to you sometime in the afternoon. Right now we're talking with representatives from the Carroll County Republican Party, and just talking about what's going on with them. And we do have that important gubernatorial race, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And, you know, if you look back at the primary races, memory's a little off this morning, but I think more Democrats turned out for that race than Republicans. I mean, if you add up all the votes that were cast for Democrats' governor race, then you add up the numbers for Republican race. I mean, there were more Democrats that cast a ballot in that race.
Yeah, Republicans got to get our act
together. You're right. In fact, it triggered one of my political emails that I remonstrated against the Republicans for not turning out, for being complacent, because... it's so important. This is a very important election year, and people are just sitting back in their lazy boys and feeling content instead of getting on and getting the job done.
And that's it's a pendulum. I mean, it's going to go back and forth like that. And I think that's what it feels like. Why the Democrats and Republicans are fighting so much right now? I mean, it'll go back and forth. You know, one will vote and step up and.
Well, there's no civility anymore. I mean, people just, you know, people say they're tolerant, but they're tolerant as long as you believe the way they do. I'm going to get on my soapbox. The representatives should censor Maxine Waters. That's ridiculous. If any Republican came out and said what she said, they would be out of office now. But the Republicans are sitting up there. They need to back Trump. Trump is a northerner that's a real estate agent. He talks like that. But he's got a tough hide, and that's what we need right now. The people around the world, the countries, respect us because of strength, and that's why we got the talk with Rocket Man. But they went after the good Rocket Man meeting.
That's not going to help your relationship with him.
With who? With Rocket Man? He likes that. I have talked to him. He calls me. We talk back and forth. Just joking. I can't pronounce his name. Jong, whatever. How do you pronounce
Kim.
Kemp? That's not Kemp.
Kim.
Okay,
Kim.
He's brothers with Kim. Just joking. But this somebody's going to get hurt. When people go to eat or go to a movie, and they're just surrounded, somebody's going to get hurt. We need civility again, and I just don't. It's getting crazier and crazier.
When was the last time that we had civility? You think?
Reagan, Tip O'Neill could, you know, they, somebody was saying they stayed in Washington more. And so they got, they, the representative senators, so they got kind of a relationship, talked to each other more. And now they, you know, they leave the Washington, the belt, and they...
Well, as voters, do we prefer that our guys come home a little bit so we see them at the grocery store? As somebody pointed out to me this week, we want to see our representatives at the grocery store and be able to ask them questions.
At the grocery store. Yeah. Yeah, but they may not come home. Mm-hmm. They may go somewhere else, but Congress needs to go home if they're, and especially the Republicans, if they don't back. I mean, if Trump says something wacky, okay. He said, well, we dwell on his wackiness and not what he's accomplished. We need to also dwell on what he's accomplished.
That's what the only thing we should dwell on is his accomplishments, because I can't think of any president in any term prior to Trump doing as much as he did in such a short time, or indeed in their whole presidential term.
What do you guys think about the three-party system? I kind of mentioned at the beginning of this show that I see, I mean, I know a lot of people who are conservatives, but I don't think they fit in with the Republican Party. And they're real vocally strong in public and on Facebook. I mean, do you see that even being beneficial for even
they
maybe...
They probably fit in good to the Republican Party, but the Republican Party, on a lot of Republicans, have kind of hijacked the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hey, I'm... The more the merrier. I don't know how that, you know, since we've been always a two-party system, but I mean that's fine. But if they really the core beliefs of the Republican Party, if we would get back, stay with those, I think the libertarians would come over and really we're having people come from the left too, because the left's just gone so far to the left they're dropping off that flat earth. That was a joke. I don't believe in flat earth.
About 3 minutes left in the show, I guess. Anything you want to throw out there? You know, remind listeners, remind members of the Carroll County Republican
Party. Yeah, just get involved. Get out and vote. Everybody gripes about this, the government, and then they don't go vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's August, we're going to have that training to get out the vote. We're going to... get out and
well, it is frustrating because it does seem like every time, you know, no matter who you're voting for, you're settling for something.
Yeah, you're not.
I mean, you know, you vote for the president. There's things that I would assume that you had to compromise on. You had to say, well, okay, he does this, but I'm, you know.
Yeah, I voted for Carson in the primary. Mm-hmm. I love Carson.
The first way to get involved is to come to the Republican Party meeting this Saturday, July the 7th, 9 a.m. sharp at La Trattoria Restaurant just off the square,
and that
where
part of the
everybody
road is
welcome.
And that part of the road is open now, so you don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah.
That shouldn't discourage you. There's plenty of parking out there.
This is tricky on which way to go, but there's a parking deck you can get to it. But, and again, they're great for allowing us to they open up early for us, and we may even have some donuts there.
Ooh, now you're talking. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for coming out this morning. I appreciate it. Shout out your Facebook page one more time.
Okay, it's Carroll County, Georgia, GOP.
And Mark Camper. Mark Camper handles that.
Mark Camper, yeah.
But you put something up there once or twice a day.
Yeah.
A little bit of information. Yeah. Let you know on national topics and things like that. Barry, Rick, thank you for coming out this morning.
It's a pleasure.
And appreciate
it. Yeah, it's a blast.
And appreciate those listening at home to us this morning. I'm trying to think who's on the show on Monday. Oh, Monday we're talking about the back-to-school bash, Southwire's big annual back-to-school bash where they give away a bunch of supplies. And I think there's a new they have something new that's going on this year, too, which is going to be a pretty big deal. So you'll want to turn in for that program Monday morning, 8:30, right here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.